My daughter, a support worker, after class on Wednesdays, who loves to cook and is into salsa dancing.
Mabel is the website that's revolutionising disability support. It lets you find and choose people offering the support that you want. And because we're online, it's easy and affordable. Find your people at mabel.com.au.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Crib Chat, your weekly podcast about everything disability. Today I have with me is John, is EBD, and myself.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome.
How are you today?
Today's a very special day, isn't it, David?
Yeah, it's a day for people with disability, International Day of People with Disability. What is that all about,
International Day of Disability? Thank you for asking, David. So, happy International Day for People with Disability, everyone. This day is used to celebrate the achievements and the success of people with disability. Adopted from the UK in the 1980s. So it's been around for some time, David. And today is the day we celebrate the talent and recognize everyone's, achievements and accomplishments. So for the audience out there, any achievements or any accomplishments you've achieved over the year, let us know in the comments. So how exciting is that? It's all good. It's all good. Also, hello, Jonathan. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, how are you?
I am very good, thank you.
It's also Jonathan. It's good of Jonathan to join us.
It's good stuff, it's good stuff. Welcome, Jonathan. How are you? That's awesome, Jonathan. Happy International Day for Visual Disability.
Yes, happy International Day to you. We are here. Hello, awesome. Hello, Sarah, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. Happy International Day for People with Disability. Any accomplishments, achievements you've achieved, let us know. Let us celebrate together on this joyous day. And now it's frozen. Jonathan, how are you? Tell us, how did you celebrate today?
Well, I was the launch of the new Australian Disability Strategy.
Nice. Sounds awesome, Jonathan. No, it's all good. Yeah, look, we celebrated that with the Diversity Disability Alliance. We got our piece together and we shared our achievements, our accomplishments, our success, and we celebrated it style. Because that's what International Day for Visual Disability is all about. Celebrating the achievements and the accomplishments of all our peers. Oh yeah, so Sarah, you had a great day, yeah? Celebrating our DVWD. Nice, had a store at the market. Oh, nice. Nice. Did you go to the Disability Expo? That's on for today and tomorrow. So if anyone's interested, visit their website. Jonathan, did you go today?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. David, are you with us?
We have a guest. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, nice. Thank you for joining us, Jake. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going all right. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Thank you for joining us. And happy International Day for Vet Disability.
Oh, it's a one Friday and it's International Day with Disability. My wife's gone out and I'm like, I'll jump on here with the boys and have a yarn.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Jake, for joining us. How was your day?
Mate, I was pretty flat out, actually, eh? So just working with a lot of our clients and because got some tricky transitions going on at the moment, so just making sure that everything's done as safely as possible as we can, you know, when you're, as you know, you're dealing with vulnerable people in the community, so, and that's with them and their families in the community, so, but like Friday, it's literally, I've only probably just finished work probably about half an hour ago, because I was just helping out other organizations too, so, because I think it's got to do with, because I get involved with justice advocacy also, even though we do service provision, but flat out. But how are the rest of yous going on an important day like today?
Oh, we're good. I'm involved with another organization. It's all about peers, getting peers together, celebrating their achievements, accomplishments, and, you know, just having a good time. That's all that matters, having a good time and being able to support one another in that space, I think, is amazing stuff. It's amazing stuff. But other than that, yeah, look, there are many organizations out there, you know. Today is indeed a very important day because it recognizes and, I guess, the achievements and accomplishments of people with disability, you know, disability advocates, you know, people with disability in the workplace. It's all about inclusion, isn't it? It's all about, you know.
100% inclusivity across the board. Doesn't matter, you know, if it's work, sport, being out in the community. It's so, you know, we're here to be heard, seen, all of the above. Am I right or what?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely correct on that. So, Jake, tell us, what exactly is your work? What do you do to, you know, make a more inclusive and accessible for people with disability?
Yeah, so if we're talking inclusivity, when it's got, well, if it's directly my line of work, so it's myself and my wife and colleague. So we run Culture Connect, so it's a disability service provision company. Like, I'm an advocate first and foremost, and so is my wife. But like, where we've worked in, you know, and myself worked in the advocacy space, and for a long time, and but now we've been doing disability service provision because it's advocacy's, you know, first and foremost at the forefront. But then for me, the logical step for myself was giving tangible outcomes to people with disability, you know. So no matter the type of disability that you got, you know, invisible, physical, whatever it may be, it's trying to find independence for someone with a disability, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, it's all about, you know, helping where you can, you know, making it a more inclusive society.
Yeah.
We do that good, you know, setting up our peer support groups all around, you know, Sydney and whatnot. So, David, what do you do in your community to make it more inclusive?
Make it more inclusive? I lead by example. I try to lead by example and look for places where a bit difficult for people with disabilities and where I can make a change.
Nice. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. So Jonathan, what exactly is your line of work?
What currently I study a bachelor of arts majoring in social justice and Australian disability out of my bedroom. So that's what I do.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Jonathan. You know, today is a very important day, you know, celebrating the accomplishments, achievements of people with disability. So, Jake, any achievements, accomplishments you want to share?
Well, it's, mate, being on this podcast here, that's an accomplishment and achievement for sure, you know. So, I just want to say, you know, thanks for, you know, letting us jump on and, you know, jumping on with you guys, with yourself, Jonathan and David, and you know, being able to lend my voice here, you know, I'll chip in wherever I can, you know, on if it's different reference groups, you know, there have been achievements throughout the year. Like, and I know you've been on some of them too, Ibi, so, you know, where I've got, and you can see the map behind me, which is if it's, for the listeners and the viewers out there, with the map behind me, which is all different Aboriginal nations around the country. So I'm a proud Wanneroo Kamilaroi man, and I'm always proud helping out our brothers and sisters with disability and showing inclusivity when it's got to do with disability, but then having the cultural components as well. So any which little way that I can help families, individuals, partners, when it's got to do with the service provision that we provide, like, that's a win and an accomplishment in my books. So
no, that's awesome. Keep up the good work, Jake. Yeah, it's all about inclusion, you know. Even those minority groups, they all need to be included. We can't leave anyone behind.
Nah, that's it.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Jake. Jonathan, sorry. What have you accomplished so far? Any achievements for the year you want to share?
Well, I think for this podcast, seeing the comments and feedback we work on has made me feel more certain that we're achieving more inclusion and awareness. For me, that's my biggest achievement this year.
Sounds awesome. Keep up the good work, Jonathan, because it is all about inclusion in this space. My accomplishments, too many. I am.
That'd be modest, even.
Yeah, keep myself busy when I can, you know, just promoting inclusion and accessibility for everyone. And also, you know, working part-time as well. So, lucky for me, yeah, I've got employment, which is good, which is good. And we need to encourage, you know, more people with disability to get into employment as well.
100%.
100%. And me and Jake, we've been active in the NDIS space, showing raising our voices, making our voices be heard to promote inclusion for children and young adults.
Yes. You know, the next wave of youngsters, you know, that are coming through with disability and, you know, because, and it's good having like a platform like this. And to all you guys here, like David, Jonathan and Ebi, like this is a big accomplishment with what you're doing now, like with Crip Chat, which is awesome. And then it's showing these youngsters with disability what can be done when you're talking about inclusivity, big time. So,
yeah, thank you for that, Jake. Thank you for that. We're just showing our support for our brother, Jonathan. Yeah, hopefully this podcast gets up and running, you know. We need our voices to be heard because there are issues out there that need to be addressed. And this is the, I guess, platform to do it.
So, and what do you think, what have you guys seen, like, you know, it's a big day today with all our brothers and sisters out there with disabilities and talking about inclusivity. So when you're looking at the NDIS and what have you seen, like, the positive notes, what's worked out in the community, if it's got to do with employment or community access, like anything?
Yeah, look, it's really hard to tell because, look, they're all, you know, starting to, I guess, improve, so to speak, but it's still a work in progress. There still needs to be more done to improve on, accessibility, employment. We want to move forward. Hopefully, we don't want to move backwards. So this is what we hear. This is why we as advocates are here, because we need our voices to be heard. We need to, you know, be together in this movement. Start the movement going.
What about you, Jonathan?
Well, I think the NDIS is a great life for me. I attend uni and I guess it's good that I'm not so reliant on my family to support me. I feel like the NDIS has given me my parents back, not just seeing them as carers, but just seeing them as a mom and dad who love me regardless of having a disability. And I think that is the power of the NDIS.
Yeah, that's it, eh? With the power of the NDIS for sure, eh, brother? Yeah.
Well, what are your thoughts, Jake, on the NDIS?
Oh, yeah, like it's a great scheme, you know. There's always room for improvement. Like, it's still, even though you're looking close to a decade now, like, since its inception, it's still young. So, and when you're looking at the magnitude of it, like, it's huge. Like, the amount of money, the amount of people that it's supporting around the nation, like, that's no easy feat. So, you know, you got a lot of important people that are helping that structure help us, essentially. And us as end users, like, of the scheme, it's us letting the NDIS know of what we think of if it is inclusive, what is the good and the bad and ugly, and that's helps the scheme in the long run, and it helps the design of it, you know, mold more to help us at the end of the day, and, you know, the individuals, their partners, communities and carers and everybody involved with disability. So, no, it's good. But it's like anything, and there's always room for improvement, but that's why it's good having you fellas here and, you know, yarning up and letting the voices be heard. So hopefully people in the NDIA land can the ears prick up and they're like, hey, well, listen to what Jonathan and Ibby and David and co are saying and take notice, because it's important that they do hear from people with disability, you know, because it helps the scheme further thrive and survive.
Exactly. Yeah, spot on. We need to continue to raise our voice. We need to continue working in this space. Hopefully we can achieve, a wonderful outcome from all this and make it more, I guess, accessible and also inclusive. And yeah, look, let's just move forward from here.
Because it's so hard, like, disability has a spectrum across all sorts of disabilities. It's just so vast. So, you know, you're not always going to get it 100%, but at least, you know, you've got a lot of good people out there that are trying, you know, to make it work in urban, rural, remote, different coal groups, First Nations, across, you know, in the justice systems, education, like, it's ongoing, you know, from the ages of 6 to 65. And it's, it's a big mob of people, like, on this bloody continent, that's for sure.
That's true. Yeah, it still needs to be improved, but it's like that. We are getting there. It can be bad, it can be good, but hopefully it will get there. It will improve. Yeah, thank you for your input, Sarah and Julie as well. Yeah, to celebrate on this, joyful day, recognizing the achievements and the accomplishments of everyone. And hopefully we continue moving forward in this place. But in saying that, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us, Jake. It's been awesome having you.
Yeah, no worries.
And you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, appreciate that, Jonathan, brother.
More than happy to have you on board.
Well, that's it. There's a lot of important discussions, like, you know, that you guys have done and you have said, but that are continuing. And you can see here, like, you're looking at, you know, episode 76. That's just surface level, boys. Is it, you know, this is going to keep ramping up. So, and I'm more than happy to jump on here and there and, you know, whatever you got, because every topic about disability is important. No matter how big or small it is, it's very important.
Yeah, David, do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah, well, I believe
independent day of the day of disabilities should, I don't know if people without disabilities are really, really actually expressing, like, the people with disabilities are only actually celebrating that, but we need everyone else to celebrate it too with us.
Mm. Well, yeah, for sure. Look,
we want everyone else to recognize it.
And that's the beauty of this day, right? Saying that, I think we should, you know, recognize the achievements and accomplishments of these people, this really every day.
Every day, exactly. But that's, well, there's people that don't recognize it and people do, but I'm hoping that a lot of people are starting to recognize it more.
Yeah, look, all I can say moving forward is just keep doing the work that you do. And hopefully, yeah, we can achieve something from all this. And that is, you know, greater inclusion and accessibility for everyone.
Exactly. Because, we always have to start from the top.
From the top or the bottom?
From the bottom. when you go to the top, you start with Parliament. You start with council.
And that makes sense.
But if you're going to start from the bottom, they're not going to listen too much. But we can try from the bottom, but always go to the councils and to the businesses.
That's a very good tip. Yeah.
So
get people to support you wherever they can.
They understand if they want others to support them, they have to support the disabled too.
That's important there, you know, like what you just touched on there, David. It's because everybody screams from the rooftops where it's like going straight to, you know, if it's government, Parliament House, like where that's, you know, the top tier, but it all comes back to the local LGAs and the councils. Like, and they're the ones that are talking to your local shops, and if they're accessible, and, you know, if it's local businesses with inclusivity to do with, you know, employment or education. So you're spot on there, brother. Starts from your councils.
Exactly. Good. Yeah. I guess, very well said. On that note, does anybody have anything else they want to add? Any final thoughts?
Just keep on keeping on and do our best, and we're doing good. Sweet, thank God we're doing good, and we're here. We've got each other's backs.
Cool. Thank you for that, David. Jonathan?
Just remember, for the general public, December is one day, but people with disabilities live this every day. So don't just tick a box with December, go beyond and be an ally with us for more inclusive society.
So for the public, it's only one day. For the people celebrating people with disability, but for us, it's every day.
Yep, that's right. Thank you. Yeah, very important, Jonathan. And also, thank you very much, Jake, once again, for being an inclusion to our podcast. Any final thoughts or any final words you want to share?
Yeah, just want to say thanks again, guys, for, you know, for letting me jump on and just having a yarn with you. It's good just being a part of this today, and like, you guys are doing really important work and that's recognized, you know. So
and if anyone's got anything they want to share with us, please put it on the group chat podcast. The space there.
Exactly. By the way, I thank you.
Inclusivity across the board. Start typing away. So if you got questions or whatever it may be for this mob, throw it out there. You know, it's not just like what David was saying, not just December 3rd, bloody every day.
Every day,
we're here for you and the information, and to spread out the information you want to spread out.
Thank you Dave, for that. And
our needs.
Thank you very much. I thank you for all those that showed their support. Yeah, like Jay said, and others. Yeah, keep chatting away. Everything you say is important to us.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, you have been watching Crip Chat, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Thank you once again, and hopefully we will see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Adios.
Thank you.
My daughter, a support worker, after class on Wednesdays, who loves to cook and is into salsa dancing.
Mabel is the website that's revolutionising disability support. It lets you find and choose people offering the support that you want. And because we're online, it's easy and affordable. Find your people at mabel.com.au.